The UTEP Centennial Museum has a series titled Inspiration and Perspiration. And tomorrow from 2 to 3 p.m. here on campus at the Centennial Museum, Dr. Larry Lesser will be presenting a talk titled Serious Fun, Journeys of a Mathemusician. And he just happens to be here with me now. Welcome, Larry. It's good to see you again.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Now, I have to ask, in case I haven't before in some of our previous visits, what is it like to have a brain with both sides working? This is a foreign thing for me, so I'm wondering how it feels.
I mean, I've always been who I am, so it's hard to kind of imagine.
Well, all right. That was a cop-out answer, but I'll let you get away with it.
The brain not taken, I guess, is Robert Frost.
Well, I mean, I think of math and the abilities to do what you do as a mathematician, and then the creative abilities, your facility for words. You are a poet, you are a songwriter, and you're having fun with this whole concept. What's the commonality for you with language and numbers?
Gosh, that's a whole hour-long conversation, isn't it? It's just playing. It's playing with numbers, playing with words, playing with meaning, playing with structures. I mean, it kind of all comes from the same place, which is maybe why I find myself doing both of them.
Oh, but that's an interesting answer, because I think what you've done is put your finger on personality maybe is the issue too, that your ability to be playful, not take it so seriously. Yeah. And yet, you published a trio of math poems in the Journal of Humanistic Mathematics. Humanistic Mathematics? Explain to me, please.
I just love that journal. It's great.
Yes.
Because so often people make this distinction of there's the humanities and then, I guess, the inhumanities, right?
Yeah.
Subjects like mathematics get a bad rap, and people don't – they've experienced them only in this – memorizing facts and procedures without any kind of real-life context or motivation, and they just don't get to the point where they can see the art of it, the aesthetic
yes.
beauty of it. Now, there are courses like Math for Liberal Arts that do try to give a sense of that, but a lot of people don't end up ever taking that, and so they don't get a taste of that. And so for me, it just seems more natural to connect things than not to connect them, because I love how I feel when I feel like my life is more integrated. And so why not include these sorts of connections? It's almost like a Dan Byrne kind of thing when people asked him, why did you start writing songs? And his answer was, well, why did you stop? Like all kids do this kind of thing. You know?
Yes.
All kids connect things, but then we get older and we get put in boxes like, okay, you are a blank major now, so you should like only focus on that the rest of the way. And I've just always had too many things that I find beautiful to limit myself in that way. And I'm fortunate that my field, math education, is inherently multidisciplinary, because I'm not just focusing on coming up with like a new theorem. I'm focusing on the teaching and learning and the interaction side of things all along. So for me, it comes naturally because of that, too.
I guess it was in movies that I came across people with the facility for math who talked about it as an art form, who showed that exhilaration. And you're the first real live person that I have engaged with regarding this topic. And it's very exciting, because I think of, I mean, I'm not good with math, but I feel like I can do with words what mathematicians can do with numbers. And you pull off both. So tell me a little bit about your talk tomorrow, Serious Fun, Journeys of a Mathemusician.
I love this series, and it's a really treat to do it at Centennial Museum. I was actually the chair of the museum committee for 3 years, 8 years ago, and it's a neat place. And I've also recorded scripts for the Desert Diary show. I initiated the math category for them. Now they have like 9 scripts in there. So it's not going to be just a lecture per se, because they want us to get into the process. They want to kind of help people see behind the curtain of what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not just, here's some cool things I've done. It's, here's what led me to do this in the first place. And here are the dynamics of what that's like that probably relate to whatever your field is, because the process of inspiration and creativity cuts across lots of lines. And I find that the kinds of things that draw me to music always have parallels in my teaching and in my writing at my, quote, regular job. So again, it ultimately is not a separate thing at all, even though it does catch people's eye when they see the word.
I think we have just enough time, and I'm going to ask you to read one of your poems titled Dogs Know.
Dogs Know. A dog-eared college mathematics journal lies open to a paper called Do Dogs Know Calculus?, where the author's canine travels land and water to reach most quickly the ball thrown into Lake Michigan. I don't live near a lake. I don't know if my dog knows calculus, but I suspect my dog knows algebra, making series between me and the door I head for to take him for our morning walk. My dog knows statistics, sniffing out trends in data left on lawns. My dog knows probability by following me, knowing food most likely falls from me. My dog knows geometry, solving the packing problem when there's at most one place to join the whole family on the TV couch. My dog knows trigonometry, tracking periodic rhythms of moon and heart.
You're just an amazing individual. I know you took second place in a recent songwriters competition.
The El Paso Songwriters Contest, and it was a song called Big Bad Grad School Blues, of all things.
I can't encourage people enough to go to the Centennial Museum right here on UTEP. It's on the freeway side entrance of the campus on your right, tomorrow from 2 to 3 p.m. and get to know Dr. Larry Lesser. He's a professor at the UTEP Department of Mathematical Sciences and so much more. And his presentation is titled Serious Fun, Journeys of a Mathematician. If you want to find out more about Larry Lesser, you can Google him. He says he's the most famous Larry Lesser on the planet. There you go. Larry Lesser, mathematician, will take you to all things Lesser or more, as the case may be. Thank you so much for coming in today. It's
Thank
always
you.
Great fun.